May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Again, just following the Holy Week and the events of Holy Week, today, as many of you know, this is Maundy, Thursday, M-A-U-N-D-Y. The word Maundy is just a word that means commandment. And that commandment, usually when we think of Maundy, Thursday, we think of the commandment, do this in remembrance of me, the commandment to celebrate Eucharist. It was a command from the Lord, not a suggestion, a command. And but there were two commandments that were given on that Maundy, Thursday. One of them was the Eucharistic commandment in that event. But on Maundy, Thursday, for us at CTK, we come back tonight after the City of Hope event downtown. The first thing we'll do is we'll wash each other's feet, because that's what Jesus did on this Maundy, Thursday night. Then they celebrated Eucharist. And in the context of washing feet, he says that what Bracken read from verse 34 and 35 of John 3:13, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And so Jesus said, you're to love one another, that's the commandment. Even as I have loved you. Now, he's not gone to the cross yet. Now, obviously, that's an anticipation of the cross. And when we think about loving people as Jesus loved them, he gave his life for them. But still, he's referencing something that's happened already. Even as I have loved you. This is pre-cross. You're to love one another. And verse 1 of chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost. He's referencing already something he's done and doing, not just to the cross. And it says, having loved his own who were in the world. What Jesus then demonstrates to them when he washes their feet is basically, and I have to resist the teacher part of me that wants to like share all these details, but the bottom line is he was expressing to them the need they're going to have in this world of forgiveness, cleansing. And so in humility, he got down in a loincloth and he forgave them. He cleansed them. Washed their feet. Peter protested, Lord, not my feet, but my whole body, whatever. Jesus said, you don't need your whole body clean. You're already clean. In other words, you're a Christian, but sometimes your feet get dirty. And if you don't let me wash your feet, you'll have no part with me. If you're going to know continual fellowship, you're going to have to get used to coming to me with dirty feet, owning your dirty feet, and believing that I love you so much that in humility I'll forgive you. So that's one of the hard things for us to understand, that God's love is full of humility. We don't deserve forgiveness. We feel like we're such an offense to him at times, don't we? That there's no way in the world he could forgive us, but in humility, he got on his hands and feet and crawled before them. God's love is full of humility. And then he looks at them, he says, do you understand what I've done to you? He said, you're not better than me. I'm the teacher, and the deal is you got to do this to each other. What I've done to you, you have to do with each other. I wash your feet, and there are going to be times you have to come to me again and again and trust that my love is so full of humility. I know that you're in the world. It's not a shocker to me that you have dirty feet. I anticipate that. But you have to be cleansed if you're going to know fellowship, continual fellowship. He says, but you're going to have to forgive each other too. You're going to have to wash each other's feet. And then he goes on, he says, and if you'll do what I've just said, you'll be blessed. And then the whole thing of Judas rejecting him happens, he leaves the room, there's the Lord's Supper, and then he gives this command, if you'll love one another. What's he talking about? What he's just modeled before them. He said, I've washed your feet. That's the highest form of love, that in humility I would get down on hands and knees and wash your feet. Will you love each other that way? Because the hardest thing you'll ever do and the highest expression of love and the love of God is the humility of forgiving someone else who has hurt you and offended you. You see, he was even saying to them, this one who's just left the room, you're going to discover he's betrayed me. Are you going to forgive him? You can't carry bitterness towards Judas and be used by me the way I want to use you. Peter's going to deny me. You're all going to leave me. John's the only one going to stand at the cross. John, are you going to forgive all your brothers? You're going to forgive Peter? You're in the world. I know that. I've loved you to the end. Do you get it that you're in the world? And that in the world you're going to get dirty feet, and sometime that dirty feet's going to step on your toes by others? Will you wash their feet in humility? It takes humility to forgive. Because offense is so full of pride and, right? Let me show you how important this is. In Mark 11, which was the Tuesday of Holy Week, Jesus curses the fig tree. And when they're walking by the fig tree the next day, and his disciples say, gosh, the fig tree is withered. There's no figs there. And Jesus says to them, have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. It's amazing stuff about faith. He says, therefore, I say to you, all things for which you desire and when you pray, believe that you have received them, you shall receive them. That's another teaching. That's amazing. But part of the same paragraph, he says this, and whenever you stand forgiving, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your transgression. Huh? Whatever else, that extravagant thing about believing, you know, you already have it, mountains move, he says, but if there's unforgiveness in your heart towards anybody about anything, that's a deal breaker. Faith can't work. You can't walk into that extraordinary favor of God if you're carrying that. So let me give you this last of the word. The bottom line is, this is the day of called Commandment Day. The commandment is to love one another. The highest form of loving one another is forgiving each other, which requires you laying down your pride, you're getting your point across, proving that you were just, they were wrong, justice being done, getting even, they getting it, all that stuff. You with me? That's all their issues between God. But your heart issues is that if you won't forgive them, don't even pretend to believe that God's going to move in your life in extraordinary ways, because he won't. That's a deal breaker in terms of his activity. But here's the question I always ask, and this is going to be real simple. Okay, how do you do that? You just like, God, forgive them, but I walk around, I still have these terrible feelings in my heart. I'll say all those words, but remember Stephen? They threw stones at him. He was killed by them, stoned to death. That's not a very fun way to die. And at the end of the story in chapter 7 of Acts, it says, and falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, so they could all hear this. Do not hold this sin against them. And having said this, he fell asleep. What? Is that what you'd be doing with a loud voice? Or would we be yelling at them? You're wrong. This is unfair. God's going to get you. You're going to pay for this one day. Justice is coming. But with a loud voice, sounds like somebody else with a loud voice on the cross that said what? Father, forgive them. He says, now, don't hold this sin against them. What? God, don't get even with them. Don't hold this sin against them, Lord. Wow. Now, what God does with them or doesn't do with them, that's God's business. But his heart had to be that. Well, as a matter of fact, you know, I think because he released something here, there was a guy named Paul that was holding everybody's garment so they could, a guy named Saul, and they could stone him to death, who transformed into Saul, who wrote all this stuff. He heard a man say, don't hold the sin against him. But here's the key. Verse 55. They're gnashing at him. They're being stoned him. But continually in that moment, being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven. How do you forgive people? Go read a book on forgiveness. Memorize the formula. Jesus said, unless you forgive from the heart, being full of the Holy Spirit. Why did he sound like Jesus from when Jesus said, Father, forgive them? Because he was doing this in union with Jesus. Being filled with the Holy Spirit means that the Christ who's in you is just made actively, personally, and consciously real in you. This mutual indwelling, in union, this oneness with Jesus, the Holy Spirit just makes it actively and consciously real to you. And how do we forgive people? Living in you right now is Jesus by the Holy Spirit, and his forgiving heart, his feelings of forgiveness, his feelings of compassion, his feelings of mercy are actually intermingled with your being. And instead of giving into the flesh, we simply own that. You're one with him. You surrender to that. And you and he together, in union with him, offer his, yours, his forgiveness to that person. That's how you do it. Out of union with him. Thanking him in that moment, Lord Jesus, thank you for your heart of mercy and love and compassion. Thank you that you're conquering all the thoughts of revenge and bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, anger. And in your name, invoking your person, your presence, I forgive them. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Is it me or is it Christ? Yes. Is it Christ? Yes. Is it you? Yes. Is it me? Is it Kim? Yes. We're one. And out of that oneness, Lord, we forgive them, don't we? Don't hold this sin against them, Father. Then leave it in the Father's hands. That's where you forgive from the heart, where it actually is something you feel. The nonsense that you read, it says, well, you just do this act. That's all you can do, say these words. That's just nonsense. This is legalistic. It has to come from a real place of real feelings from the heart. And it's out of union with Jesus. Amen? That's today. That's the Maundy Thursday. That's God's commandment. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.